Hey, this is Christian
and Ryan
from Group Love, and you're listening to 91.5 FM.
WMFO Medford. Take me to your best friend's house, going around this
roundabout. Oh, yeah. Hello, hello, hello.
I think Group Love just introduced WMFO, which is so cool. I didn't know that was a possibility. How do you think they pulled Group Love?
I don't know. We have sway. We have swag as a radio station.
We have so many friends of the station.
So many friends of the station that we were able to pull. Welcome back, everyone. This is Great Songs for Dads, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Oh, couldn't have said it better myself if it was written on the wall in front of me. The
Do
words
people know that,
come
that
to
it's
me.
It's written. It's written.
Do people know that it's written in the wall?
It's written in the clouds.
It's written. Yeah, that intro is written. It's typed out and pinned to a corkboard right in front of us.
Because God forbid we memorize that one sentence.
God forbid we forget it. The FCC would be on us.
The FCC, the IRB, the government.
The government.
The FDA.
Yeah, the FDA would be on us.
So anyway, my name is Henry Schifrin.
I'm Daniela Rothstein. Welcome back, guys. It's been a long break.
We hope you had a good break, and we hope you're so happy to be back at Tufts.
Yeah, we hope you're so happy. Long break. Hope it was restful. Hope it was relaxing. Hope you missed us.
Yeah.
On the week that we were off.
That one Monday
at 10 to 11 a.m. We hope that you really missed us. And we missed you.
We did. And we intend to play you back into the semester with some good musics.
Exactly. I don't know what the vibe that Daniela was putting out into the world, but the vibe that I'm putting out is like the post spring break angst. At least for me, I'm coming back to
I matched your angst pretty perfectly, Henry, besides like maybe one or two songs.
Oh wow. Okay, yeah. I mean, I'm coming back to so much work that I need to do, and it's so cold here. And it is not at all like the tropics that I was just in. And so I wanted songs to match that same, like, angsty, melancholy type of feel.
The opening song really makes sense for that.
Yeah.
We hope that you listeners empathize with that feeling.
We hope you listeners empathize with how sad it is we have to do work at college.
Oh, God.
Oh, who would have thought? And so the opening song for all of this is White Flag by Claro off of her album Immunity. This is the closing song from her album. This is after her bedroom pop phase when she decided to become a real artist and have an album produced by the drummer for Vampire Weekend. I'm a big fan of this album. Big fan of Claro in general.
Big fan of Alewife. Such a
big fan of Alewife
as a Tufts student.
Yeah, big fan of Alewife. Alewife is, if you look on Wikipedia and look up Alewife, it's Alewife is a fish, a Claro song, and a station right near Tufts.
It's a fish?
Yeah, there's a fish called an Alewife.
Huh. Can you describe it?
Slimy. Anyway. Without further ado, this is not Alewife, but this is White Flag by Claro.
Together again, I've been rapping for about 17 years, okay? I don't write my stuff anymore. I just kick it from my head, you know what I'm saying? I can do that. No disrespect, but that's how I am.
You just heard 17 Years by Rat-A-Tat. They are a group that I've been meaning to play on the show for a while. That song specifically, quick shout out to my friend who I know isn't listening, Rohan Shah at Harvard, for introducing that song to me. Rat-A-Tat are two guys with guitars, and this is a cool song they made with their guitars.
Are you, like, messing with me?
No.
Where did you hear guitar in that? I mean, it's just, like, very, like, synth.
Yeah, it's just synth-heavy then guitar. Like, also, the album cover, which you can't see, is, like, the two of them with guitars.
Yes,
and if you look up, if you look up 17 Years Live, Rat-A-Tat, it's them on stage with their guitars.
Doing so. That song. That's actually, okay.
Yeah, maybe it's them on stage with their guitars, and they go... It sounds exactly
like
that.
Just like that?
Yeah, just like that.
Oh, wow. That's really cool. Before that, very importantly, was Free Treasure by AJN Linker. And you might be like, Daniela, I've never heard of a song called Free Treasure by AJN Linker, and that's because it came out pretty recently. She released this album a few days ago. She's been teasing it for a bit. We got this.
Oh, the album
single
came
itself.
Out.
Yeah, yeah. Free Treasure was released, like, also, like, maybe a week ago. And the album itself was released, like, 3 days ago or something.
Wow.
Which is interesting because she teased... I think half the album was already accessible before she released the whole thing, which is interesting. I don't know if that's just what artists are doing nowadays. Like, it was... You know, there's still new songs when she releases the full thing, but a lot of them I had already known at that point. Which is interesting.
Like, death to the album.
You think so?
Nah.
Is that, like, a thing that people
I don't know
about?
If it's a thing that's happening. It's a statement.
Interesting. Anyway, you can tell us your thoughts about Death to the Album in the comments.
Yeah.
It's a gorgeous album. AJN Linker is definitely a best friend of this radio show. She's, like, my favorite artist. I'm so excited by this. It's a little soul-crushing and...
Soul-crushing.
It's soul-crushing.
It's a little bit of soul-crushing.
It's not... I think her last album, Songs, that was a breakup album. This one has some terrible, heart-wrenching songs and some really pretty love songs, and then, like, one to her mom, because, of course, you need one of those. So, no consistent theme, necessarily. I really highly recommend you check it out.
What do we have up next?
Next, we have Pop, Pop, Pop by Idols.
Pop, Pop, Pop.
I actually don't really have too much to say about the band. I didn't do my research leading up to it.
I let the record show. I played an Idols song first.
Okay, so what can you say about
Idols? Idols is a pop punk band from the UK that originally created a lot of, like, their music was, like, screaming second wave feminist, like, mantras over heavy guitars, and then they slowly moved to become more melodic.
That was Idols. Oh. Do you know the song that we're...
No, okay, I didn't even realize that a new album came out.
We
until
play,
you
give
it
me
in.
Your thoughts after.
I will. I will officially review.
Okay, enjoy.
Okay,
pop,
enjoy,
pop, pop,
enjoy
everyone.
Pop, pop, pop.
Joy, cheerleader, happy boy, strong like Love. On a math equation that never even ever really even is in it, and infinite spirals out creation. We're on the tip of its thumbs and it is saying, well, we ain't sure where you stand. You ain't machines and you ain't land, and the plants and the animals, they are land, and the plants and the animals eat each other. Never even ever really even is in it, and infinite spirals out creation. We're on the tip of its thumb and it is saying, well, we ain't sure where you stand. You ain't machines and you ain't land, and the plants and the animals, they are land, and the plants and the animals eat each other.
Another friend of the show is Modest
God,
Mouse.
God, that mouse is so modest.
Wow, he really is just, I've never seen a more modest mouse. That was Never-Ending Math Equation, of course. Modest Mouse was my hyper-fixation band that came after Big Thief, so there's a period of time where every radio show we had, I needed to play a Big Thief song. After that, every show we had, I needed to play a Modest Mouse song, which is a interesting transfer over. Now I sprinkle them in a little more tastefully.
Now it's just a dash.
I think it's just also pretty possible I have a good amount of Modest Mouth.
A little
marmor. What's with that? I'm going to stop talking, actually.
Okay. This song has, it's more for the story behind it than for the song itself. On my spring break, I was in Mexico City, and I went on a little river gondola ride in the south of Mexico City, where I befriended two 27-year-olds from Bushwick who were there together with the rest of my group. And we became fast friends with Haley from Bushwick. And Haley from Bushwick told me all about her romantic encounter last night at the club. when she was at the club, and she said that she met this guy who like had a mullet and a mustache,
okay.
And she was saying he was so Bushwick coded, and then when they went back to his apartment, she was like, "Wow, are you like rich or something?" Because it was really nice, and he had a hairless cat.
Oh,
and then he said, "Yes."
Mm.
And then she found out the next day that this guy was the musical artist Thule.
Is that like a name I should know?
No.
Okay.
It's not a name that you should know, but he was the musical artist Thule, who Haley from Bushwick and her friend told me was like the Mac DeMarco of Mexico.
Oh.
Is what they said.
That's awesome.
I think that's overstating it a little bit, but it is cool that now I am 2 degrees separated from
the
Mac
called
him
DeMarco.
They called him either Mex DeMarco or Mac de Mexico.
They both feel kind of bad.
They
huh?
do feel bad.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm looking at this man right now, like
looking at Thule himself. Apparently he was playing a festival that day, but Haley from Bushwick kept insisting that Thule told her, "I love you," over and over.
That night when they got
married in the club. When they were in the club.
What does that mean?
They were in the club and Thule's friend ordained their marriage.
Wow.
And was like, "You guys are married
That's
now."
That's beautiful. I hope she likes shit and deep. Oh, I can't curse him.
No.
Bad indie pop.
Yeah. Anyway,
I apologize to any listeners who have never heard a curse word before.
Anyway, that's a long introduction for this song, which I wanted to put in there. I wanted to put an authentic Mexican song in there since I was just in Mexico. And yeah, I mean, it's more of a story than anything, but this guy would have killed it in 2019 because this is like authentic bedroom pop.
Yeah.
Like when Boy Pablo and
I'm thinking like Boy Pablo.
When Boy Pablo and Still Woozy and like early Claro were like still coming on the scene, this guy would have absolutely killed it out there because this song just feels like that. Now, I mean, like, I don't know.
Honestly, man, I was not too into any male artists doing bedroom pop. I liked Claro enough, but it like.
Well,
it
let's
kind of pissed me
let's
off
see let's too. See if Thule changes your mind.
Maybe
let's
Mexican
see if the Mac DeMarco of Mexico can sway you.
Quiero ser la sonrisa en tu rostro. Quiero ser el agua tibia sobre tus pies. Quiero ver el caos de tu alboroto. Ser el que cura lo roto y que vuelva a florecer. ¿Qué me pasa? Me derrito cada que me abrazas. Si me besas yo me siento en casa. Si me tocas me siento astronauta de la NASA. Yo me prendo, me siento un niño. El brillo de tus ojos. Quiero ser el que le da color a tu piel. Quiero ver el motivo de todo ser. El que cura lo roto y que vuelva a florecer. ¿Qué me pasa? Me derrito cada que me abrazas. Si me besas yo me siento en casa.
Thank you.
hot off the presses, it is our review of of the Thule song.
Yeah, we usually don't talk this frequently, but we really just thought we had to come on air and talk about what we thought. After halfway through of listening, I'm like, God, is he really the Mac DeMarco of Mexico? Because this is a pretty bad production quality. It doesn't seem like he has that big of a following. No. Apparently, it was Henry's friends who called him the Mac DeMarco.
Yes, Haley from Bushwick.
That's not, like, a title that he has.
Haley from Bushwick called her the Mac DeMarco from Mexico.
He's a pretty... Not that small artists can't sound great, because they can. But that I've definitely heard better produced songs. It was catchy. It was catchy. What do you think, Henry?
I really wanted to play it for the story. I don't care too much for the song itself.
Yeah, fair. Okay, coming up next is MGMT, their song Bubblegum Dog. They released an album recently, and this is so far my favorite off of the album.
Isn't this better love? Doesn't that confuse things? Shouldn't I run? Isn't that the white man? None of this seems like fun, but maybe that's the point, man. For years I've strung you along, afraid of the bubblegum dog. Catching up with me. I hope it's a false alarm, but the pain of the bubblegum dog is finally catching up with me. Who'd believe I saw tenement homes built upon the fault line? Juvenile cats and birds living in the coal mine. Manicured lawns, Tibetan straw men, igneous basketballs drifting through the heavens. I felt hate toward the earthly world, but hate is a very strong word, and it's finally catching up with me. The years of plodding on.
Days are short and nights are long. They got heavy agora é muito negro. O fim das vozes do meu rádio. São quatro ciclos no escuro deserto do céu. Quero um machado pra quebrar o gelo. Quero acordar do sonho agora mesmo. Quero uma chance de tentar viver sem dor. Sempre estar lá e ver ele voltar. Não era mais o mesmo, mas estava em seu lugar. Sempre estar lá e ver ele voltar. O tolo teme a noite, como a noite vai temer o fogo. Vou chorar sem medo, vou lembrar de um tempo de onde eu vim, o mundo azul. Trajetória escapa o risco nu. As nuvens queimam o céu, nariz azul. Desculpe, estranho, eu voltei mais puro do céu. Na lua o lado escuro é sempre igual. No espaço a solidão é tão normal. Desculpe, estranho, eu voltei mais puro do céu. Sempre estar lá e ver ele voltar. Não era mais o mesmo, mas estava em seu lugar. Sempre estar lá e ver ele voltar. O tolo teme a noite, como a noite vai temer o fogo. Eu vou chorar sem medo, vou lembrar do tempo de onde eu vi o mundo azul. Estar lá e ver ele voltar. Não era mais o mesmo, mas estava em seu lugar. Sempre estar lá e ver ele voltar. O tolo teme a noite, como a noite vai temer o fogo. Eu vou chorar sem medo, eu vou lembrar do tempo de onde eu vi o mundo azul.
You just heard a cover of Starman by Seiyu George from the Life Aquatic soundtrack by Wes Anderson. And this guy, he killed it, man. He killed it on the soundtrack, bro. He killed it there.
It is so pretty.
Yeah. The soundtrack to this movie is fire. It's Seiyu George doing a bunch of like acoustic covers of David Bowie in Portuguese. We are a community-run
radio station.
We serve the community. We serve the community. We are by the community and for the community. And so we need to inform the community.
With a PSA.
And so we have one right here to help inform the people. Listen to how many leaflets of paper of PSAs that we can
play for you. Wow, they're also on the wall and with thumbtacks that we read off.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway. Why not grow your own? If you enjoy eating fresh food, there's nothing more local or fresher than a harvest from your own garden. Lettuce, kale, carrots,
kale,
peas,
kale,
squash, beans, beets, and many herbs are easy for beginners to grow from seed, but perhaps number one are radishes. Because they grow very quickly, and you can eat the whole plant, tops and bottoms, in as little as 20 to 30 days after seeding them. And of course, you can buy tomatoes and other plants already potted in containers. Optional. Massachusetts law even allows adults to grow up to 6 marijuana plants per individual.
Seeds.
Or 12 plants per household.
Well, that's actually really interesting.
That is awesome. I'm so glad they
have
that
considered doing that.
I don't. We should. To learn more, just search the web for what you want to grow. To learn more, look up plants and grow one. Not only can you enjoy the freshest harvest possible when you grow your own, you can also have complete confidence it's free of pesticides or other chemicals. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Thank you for that. We all feel so much more well-informed, and that's great.
Radishes, guys. Radishes, best plant. I can't believe we took a preference that radishes are best plant to grow.
You know the rap from that musical, Into the Woods? The witch does it, and she's like rapping off vegetables.
Yeah, I don't know it, but like I know of it. I know what you're talking about.
Oh, guys, I hope anyone listening right now just is connecting with what I'm saying.
Anyway,
that
guys,
sounded like that.
Guys, this is a crazy time. There is a car seat headrest song from Twin Fantasies, the 2018 re-recording in a radio playlist, and I didn't put it in.
Woo! Yeah, here's Bodies. It made it to the playlist today because of the lyric, which is like the main hook of the song, which goes, "Those are, you've got some nice shoulders." I don't know how car seat headrest got away with that line, especially it being the hook. There were so many other ways to put it. Could have worded that so differently. He had the
Will Toledo stuttering under the pressure.
He's not stuttering. These are the lyrics.
I know, but it's supposed to emulate stuttering. Like those are you've got some nice shoulders.
Okay, that makes a difference actually, because I didn't know that. But it doesn't sound like stuttering in the song. How are you supposed to know that?
Context.
Those are, you've got some nice
subtext.
Okay, fine, whatever. I love the song, I just think it's wild. So here we are.
These are the people that I fell in love with. These are the people that I fell in love with. These are the people that I fell in love with. young. Within, most of us, we're alive, most of us.
We'll be right back.
You just heard Never Try by Pup off of their debut album, Pup. Pup, famously my breakup band.
Yeah, and fun associations, huh, Henry?
Fun associations. But I felt that it embodied the feelings of angst that I wanted, the post-spring break angst that I was trying to...
I mean, if you want to channel angst, Pup is a great way to do it.
Exactly. Anyway, this is Great Songs for Dads, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you all so much for listening in. We are happy to be back, and we are going to play you out with a song that I did not realize goes out. I'm doing it again. This song is for Daniela's dad, Jeff. So shout out to Jeff.
I don't think he's listening, but the song is
High and Dry by Radiohead.
Just one of my dad's favorites. He plays the bass. This is one of his fun songs to play on the bass. Yeah.
There you go. So we'll play you out to it.
Insides fall to pieces. You just sit there wishing you could still.